It's 1:30. This is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Aru Jakub. It's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, the streets of Dhaka, Bangladesh, are filled with protesters against the garment factory owners. Canadian company Joe Fresh's factory collapsed yesterday morning in Dhaka and killed hundreds of workers under the rubble, even though there had been a warning a few days prior to vacate the building. The New Jersey Times released an article yesterday confirming that a Jersey man had been charged for carrying explosives on a train. This was 8 days before the Boston Marathon bombings. The arrest was made over a week ago, however, went unreported by authorities. Reporting from the home of 54-year-old resident Corinne, I report on what happened to her van that morning.
The fluctuating temperatures may be causing an impending doom for homeowners. Take Corinne. On Friday, April 12th, her son looked out the window to find the tree in their front lawn crashed into their van. For Corinne, the tree wasn't of much concern, but how insurance would help her get rid of it.
I'm very upset. In fact, I told him I'm going to look around for another insurance company because it's ridiculous. I'm with them for over 10 years. First. And that's it. And they don't even care. Like, it's, we don't cover it.
Kevin Devine from Above and Beyond Landscaping explained some of the reasons why trees fall.
Well, probably the ice was too heavy for the tree was a little weak and it pulled it down, right? A little bit of wind, some heavy weight on the top, and it'll pull it from the bottom, that's why the roots came up. But we have to see the tree, it depends on accessibility, how big the tree is. If we're in the area that day, there's a few different variables. We gave her a really good deal and it was a lot less than we hoped to get, that's for sure.
Kevin said he was able to give Corinne a good price, considering he was in the area at the time.
We gave her a really good deal and a lot less than we hoped to get, that's for sure. But since we're in the area doing so much volume, we didn't mind, right? But normally to come out here and do a tree of this size right here, you're looking about $700.
For now, Corinne will be paying out of her pocket. However, the tree has been cleared. And as for the car damage, an estimate is still in the works. This is Aru Jakub from Observer Radio News, Toronto. Turning now to sports, in hockey's the Leafs beat the Florida Panthers last night 4-0. After a risky offensive charge from the Panthers, Alex Petrovic, forward Nazem Kadri of the Leafs, led the charge swiftly with 2 assists. The Leafs' next game is against the Canadiens tomorrow night at the ACC. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Jays 5-3 in the game last night. The Jays will face the Yankees again tomorrow night. And six-time Olympic medalist Clara Hughes is to ride her bike across Canada. Starting March next year and ending on Canada Day 100 days later, her cause is to squash the stigma attached to people with mental health issues for the Bell Let's Talk campaign. And in entertainment, the Hot Docs Canadian International Documentary Festival started yesterday in downtown Toronto. Documentaries will include Pussy Riot, A Punk Prayer, and The Life and Crimes of Doris Payne. If you're a fan of Jet Li, this might be your thing. Tai Chi Hero is coming out today in IMAX 3D. Starring Jaden Yuan, Tony Leung Ka-fei, it's about a boy trying to find his way in an ancient village filled with martial arts masters. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Aru Jakub. Have a great afternoon.